Thank you, sir. In continuation with the expert opinion by Ms. Smita and my colleague from CETIM, I would like to add on the issue pertaining to Article 2, Clause 4, raised by the distinguished delegate from India. Article 2, Clause 4 was introduced in the context of trade, finance, and other obligations of the state in the draft introduced last year. The draft declaration in the fourth session reads as follows. States shall elaborate, interpret, and apply international agreements and standards, including in the areas of trade, investment, finance, taxation, environmental protection, development cooperation, and security, in a manner consistent with their human rights obligations. To ensure the obligations of the states towards applying the international instruments, we would like to the article to read as follows. States shall elaborate, interpret, and apply international agreements and standards in manner consistent with their human rights obligations as they apply to peasants and other people working in rural areas. Just adding at the end, as they apply to peasants and other people working in rural areas. With regard to the word change of words from May, from shall to may, as suggested by the distinguished delegate from Japan, I would say, even without the word shall, we see the progressive realization of the rights enunciated in many other international instruments, especially the rights under the Covenant on Economic, Social, and Cultural Rights, have been not achieved. So we request that the word shall be retained. Thank you.